wear a toupee. This is my real hair. It has been speculated in some of the Dallas papers that this is a horse hair conglomerate of different fibers that I put because I'm thinning up on top. No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's my real hair. It really is. There's nothing to worry about. It's my real hair. Okay. Who's this gentleman over here?
His name is
Buzz
Burbank.
Buzz.
How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you.
I was told specifically that we were going to have TV cameras Jerry Jones came by. I was told, here's what, you want to know what they said to me?
What did they say?
They said that I was going to come by and we were going to have a radio program that was also going to be taped by a video operation that was going, hold on a second, let me just finish.
No, but there are no TV cameras, though.
They told me that we were going to have TV cameras
here. I don't know who told you that. There
they
are no TV
cameras.
They were going
to send the video out to some of the different news organizations so I could give some of my quotes about the lawsuit.
Now, let me ask you about that.
What's going on here? You got a shoddy operation, I'll tell you that right now.
First off, let me tell you something. I was just having a discussion about you. You're going to ruin football the way that those other owners have ruined basketball and baseball and hockey.
Let me say something to you. Can I answer you?
Yes.
I don't think there's any reason for you to be bitter. There is no reason at all. I think that we can all get along. There is no problem. I know that things will work out and iron out, and the Cowboys and everybody else will be able to get along. It's people like
Have you been chewing on your socks or chewing on your shorts?
Let me explain. I can explain that also.
Your breath?
I have a yellowing problem with my teeth.
Yeah.
And I have been a smoker and a tobacco chewer.
Oh, you have.
And a pipe smoker and a cigar smoker and a different kind of smoker throughout my life.
Oh, you've been a different kind
therefore,
of smoker?
Therefore, my teeth
don't
have
pick
developed.
Your teeth.
Well, I just wanted to get this one piece. I had a little bit of scampi earlier.
Oh.
And there we go. Let me just say this. I have been a smoker. My teeth do have a yellow flavor to them. And occasionally, my breath is bad. I'm a busy man. I have to eat meals on the fly.
Your breath is awful right now.
And I am very busy. I've also been under a great deal of stress, which, as anybody will tell you, causes a bit of stomach distress, causing the stomach juices to produce a bad, evil breath smell. So you can understand that, I think. I think everything's going to be right? But, your hostility and your bitterness, I can deal with that.
Here's
I
the
can
problem.
Handle that. That's fine. You're looking fine. That's a nice jersey you got on there.
Thank you.
Is that Junior Seau?
Yes, I have a San Diego jersey on.
Yeah,
today.
Who's he playing for now?
The San Diego Chargers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's still with the Chargers?
Yes, he is.
He's a heck of a player, isn't he?
Yeah, yes, he is.
Yeah, we'll get him.
You'd like to buy him, wouldn't you?
Oh, by golly, we'll get
him. You want to buy all the players, don't you?
I understand he got a good quarterback here in Washington, Gus Farah.
You like him?
Yeah, we need a backup. We'll pay him.
Can't have
we'll pay him anything he wants. No, we'll get him.
No. Now, listen.
How about them Cowboys?
You
will get him. By golly, we will. We got Deion, didn't we? Deion. Victory.
Hey, yeah, smart move paying him $13 million as a signing bonus.
Oh, sure. He deserves every penny of it. He's a hot shot player. It's good for them Cowboys. He's good. He's going to bring us the next Super Bowl. And that is, let me just say, that's the most important thing is to win a Super Bowl. That's what matters.
Let me find out what kind of a guy is like this. I understand. Yeah. Guys that are sports fans, guys that become very rich and buy teams because they love sports.
I love sports.
That's one thing.
That's my motivation.
But a guy like you.
Yeah.
You are so gung-ho. You put yourself so much ahead of the team. Answer a couple of my psychological profile questions.
I have not, nor will I ever put myself, Jerry Jones, ahead of the team. That is not in my makeup.
You were in high school. Did the members of the football team at any time give you extended wedgies?
I would like to tell you that
Did they pull your underpants?
I played football with Jimmy Johnson in college. We were college players together. I'm a large man, and I was a good football player. Granted, I did not have the success of some of my contemporaries. However, I made up for that in my successful business ventures. What's this crap about me putting myself first? I don't do that.
Were you given numerous wedgies in high school?
I was given this information when I was told that I was coming by here and that they were going to have TV cameras and it was going to be distributed. How you doing, honey? How are you?
Nothing like
a blonde in a radio studio, is there?
When you were in high school,
backslap.
Did the other boys used to pull your underpants up so they would go up the crack of your behind?
Oh, no, that never happened.
Did they ever?
Let me just explain one thing. Maybe some of the other players were bitter. They resented the fact that I excelled intellectually and not just on the playing field. So I will say, truthfully, so at one time they did come by and they did give me a little bit of a wedgie, but it didn't matter.
So you
it
were,
didn't matter to me at all.
You were hazed at a young age by the other boys.
It didn't faze me, though. I went on to greater and bigger things, and that's the most important thing. I always have to have my eyes. I'm an extraordinarily, let me just tell you, I'm an extraordinarily
did
ambitious man.
Did you get
man.
Beat up a lot when you were in high school?
No, not at all. No, I'm a tough guy.
Come on,
I'm
be
tough,
honest. I'm when you were in high school.
Tough Oklahoma boy.
You get beat up a lot?
No, I'm a tough Oklahoma boy. You can tell by these yaller teeth I got. I'll
see,
tell you right now.
I'm trying to figure out where...
I like a good fight. Can I point that out?
What happened to... I'm trying to figure out what happened to you to make you the way that you are. You seem so evil.
What do you mean, evil?
You've got such a chip on your shoulder.
I think you are bitter. I think you are extraordinarily bitter.
I'm
you
not
don't
bitter.
Understand. I'm a very successful football team owner. You know who Jerry Jones, you go down to Dallas, you mention the name Jerry Jones, they're going to know who you're talking about. Because I have brought the fame and respect to the Cowboys that they really enjoy. They enjoy that. They enjoy Jerry Jones. Most of the people like me. They're not like you. They are not bitter. They're not bitter at all. It doesn't matter about that. And I'm looking forward to getting that Super Bowl ring again. I want to have another one. I'd like to have them on all my fingers. Then I'd have to remove some of my pinky rings so I could actually put some Super Bowl rings on there in their place. Don't
all
you
right.
think that'd be a good idea? You like that, don't you, darling?
Oh, it's a nice look.
Yeah, let's cut out the very past. Nice. Let's talk about the future.
Yeah.
I picture you driving one of those big, huge Cadillacs with the big steer horns on the front of it.
I have a driver.
You have a driver.
I have a driver that drives my Cadillac with the steer horns on the back.
You do have the...
I'm on the back and the front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have another Cadillac.
Surprise there.
Well, thank you. I have another Cadillac that actually, we removed the haunches off one of the steers, and so the steer's buttocks are on the trunk of the car, and then the longhorns are on the very front. I think it's a great look, and it lets everybody know, you know that horn sound that goes, dee-da, dee-da?
Dee-da, dee-da!
That's what I say.
You've got that?
Oh, yes. I saw a movie, Caddyshack, where this fellow...
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield's car.
I have modeled my life after him. I think he's terrific. He's a little overzealous.
After Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to be just like him. You know, he goes into the country club and says, oh, looks good on you. I have six of those beer mugs, four of those pennants, those naked lady tees. I love that guy. I tell you, I like to die when I saw that. That was great. Hey, can I say something to you?
Sure.
How about them Cowboys?
God, I hate you.
It's
God,
good
you
to see
are
you.
An obnoxious old man.
I'll tell you right now, the Cowboys are going to get another Super Bowl, and then they're going to realize, just like when I was the mastermind behind the team, it was not Jimmy Johnson.
Right. Now,
Jimmy
now,
is now bitter.
Jimmy Johnson is the guy that drafted all of the players.
Yeah.
He's the guy that brought in all of the coaches. He's the guy that coached the team to two straight Super Bowls. What are you doing there?
I'm adjusting my hair.
Your toupee?
It's not a toupee. It's not horse
would
hair.
Would you let me tug on it?
All right. I'll take your challenge. Go ahead.
All right.
You grab
now, if I tug hard, am I going to pull it off?
Go ahead and grab
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Go ahead. Oh, dear God.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, dear God.
Look at that.
Oh, man. I'd like that back. Could you give me that back, please?
Over here, Don.
You can't have it.
Over here, Don.
There it is.
I think
come on, try to get it. Try to get it.
I'm not going to stoop to that level. I'll tell you right now.
Too bad you didn't save your hair.
I'll tell you right now. I think you're all extraordinarily bitter. There's no need for this. I'm above this. And the Cowboys are going back to the Super Bowl, don't you know?
Now, what happens? The Cowboys right now are in an up cycle.
Yeah,
and you know,
we've
said many times that, you know, when the Cowboys were sucking and weren't selling any merchandise, you gladly took all the money.
Yes, I did.
What's going to happen when the Cowboys go back to sucking again because everything works in a cycle?
Oh, I disagree. I think the Cowboys are in a positive cycle that's going to last for a long time. I don't think there's any way that the Cowboys... I don't think there's any way that the Cowboys... The Cowboys are going to go into a downward spiral, not with Jerry Jones at the helm. You don't understand the way I do. I'm a winner. I go out and like to sell things, like to say things fast. I like to go out there and like to make sure the Cowboys are going to be in a positive cycle for the rest of my day. The Cowboys will go into a downward spiral after Jerry Jones is 6 feet under, which isn't going to be for a long, long time.
And you speak
very,
about...
very, very healthy, except for my yellow teeth.
And you speak in that third person also, don't you?
I think it's important to point out that Jerry Jones is not here to cause trouble, and you're all bitter.
We are not.
You're all so bitter because
we are not.
You don't... It's very understandable. This is the other side of Jerry Jones for those who do not have what I have.
Let me ask you a question.
A successful business.
One question.
A football team.
One question.
Yeah.
Who is the biggest star on the Dallas Cowboys? Answer that.
Who's the biggest star in the Dallas Cowboys?
Would you like the honest answer?
Yes.
The biggest star would be Jerry Jones.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm the biggest star because I make everything happen.
No, you're not the biggest star.
Dion gets the $13 million. He thinks he's doing well, but I'm standing next to him going, it's me. It's me. I'm going to die soon, but I'm going to have another winning football team. There you go. Hey, how about them Cowboys? Dion is going to be an asset to the football team, and anybody that doesn't think that he will be, including those people in San Francisco, they're bitter.
They're very bitter.
They're very, very bitter. And that fellow, Seau.
Junior Seau, the guy on my shirt?
Oh,
yes.
We'll get him. We'll get him, absolutely. There's no question in my mind. We're going to have them all. We're going to get everybody in
Who's
Dallas.
The second biggest star in the Dallas Cowboys?
That'd be Jerry Jones. Yeah.
Okay, and the third biggest star in the Cowboys? Third biggest star?
Number three.
You got Jerry Jones, number one, Jerry Jones, number two.
All right, now I'm going to give you an honest answer on that one. Okay. Number three, and I mean this with all sincerity, that'd be Jerry Jones, too. That's right. I call myself the big three.
We got a break.
That's right. Owner, general manager, head coach, Jerry Jones. JJ.
1-800-JJ.
Oh, I'd like to give him. He's a funny guy, right? That's like, that. What's happening?
No, that's a good time. Jimmy JJ Walker.
All right. Who's the little guy that's got the shaved head now?
Gary Coleman.
He's on Different Strokes.
Yeah.
I love all those shows.
Here's our phone number. Do you think you'd be up for helping with Low Budget Jeopardy?
I would, but I would appreciate it if that at some point you could get the TV cameras in here.
1-800-636-1067. That's the number. We'll take the first two callers right now to play Low Budget Jeopardy with me and Old Yellow Teeth.
I love that show, The Jeffersons.
We'll be right back.
They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
Hey, we want to see you next week on the West Coast. Two big live shows. Next Thursday, we're live at the El Dorado Hotel and Casino in Reno.
Reno, Nevada. Been out there, yeah.
And then next Friday, with an all-new, all-live edition of Strip Trivia, we are live at America Live in downtown Sacramento.
Wish I could be with y'all. Wish I could. Going to be somewhere else in the country, but I wish I could be with y'all. Fly all out there in my Gulfstream with that JJ right on the side.
I'll tell you why you might want to join us. When we go out to Sacramento and Reno,
yeah.
Every time we've been in the past couple of years, all the TV stations come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Why aren't they here today?
Well, because there's nothing going on today.
I guess I was misinformed. I was told that there would be a couple of people
coming. Who told you
by.
That? Was it Robert Spiewak who told you that?
That large boy. That big boy with the rosy cheeks. Nice kid. Nice fella. Gave him a Jerry Jones tote bag. Yeah, he's a good kid. He's really good. You know, you're nice, too. I think I'll give you a Jerry Jones t-shirt.
Well, thank you. I'd like
would
that.
Would you like that?
I'd like that very much.
All right, gosh. God bless you. But they told me specifically, I think he was a bitter young man. He told me that they'd have TV coverage out here.
How come you don't get those teeth capped?
Well, I know. I think my teeth look fine.
How come you don't get dentures?
I think they look fine.
Your teeth? Look at them. They're big and yellow. They look like kernels of corn.
I just pulled one for you. Oh, God, man, that went out easy.
How about
them Cowboys?
Listen, do you think you can play the game here with me now?
I've been briefed on how to introduce these people, and I'll be able to get through it for you. Just don't be bitter, and we'll be all set.
All right, let's play the game. I know we got a guy from Chicago, the returning champion and a challenger. Here now is Jerry Jones and his awful yellow teeth to tell us about our contestants.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a student and an Army Reserve Sergeant from Wichita. Let's say hi to Sean Hollis. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Hold on a second.
What happened? We lost somebody here?
I lost the guy from Chicago. I think I got the guy from Wichita. Hello, Sean?
Hey, what's up, LQ?
There he is.
What kind of operation are you running here?
Well, excuse me, you seem kind of bitter.
I am bitter. I'm very bitter. Yeah. Now entering the studio is our returning champion. He's a grocery store manager. All right, I'll give him a Jerry Jones grocery bag. From Crystal Lake, Illinois, let's say hi to Tom Wise.
Well, we're getting him on the phone right now, Jerry.
He's not on the phone right now?
No, well, I accidentally hung up on him, so we're going to get him right back on right now. We're calling him back right now.
Your producer, who's a nice young lady, too, Diana.
Yeah?
She was nice. I gave her Jerry Jones hat, and she said to me that... that I should introduce the challenger followed by the champion.
Yes, but see, the problem
is... I should introduce you and refer to you as Lard Quizmaster.
Yes.
What the heck is that all about?
Well, that's because when we play the game, I'm the master.
That's great. All right, so now we've got Tom Wise on the line.
Here's Tom from Chicago.
Tom Jerry Jones, how are you?
I'm here, LQ.
Good to see you. All right, say hi to LQ.
Hello, LQ and
hi.
Mr. Jones.
There you go. Great.
I can smell the breath from here.
Okay. Now I enter in the studio. It's host Low Budget Jeopardy. Don't screw with LQ.
Don't you forget that.
And let's say hi. Y'all want to welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo right here.
Thank you, JJ. And hello, Tom. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Hey, LQ. What's going on?
Fellas, listen. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is my Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Let's play in the game. That is LQ, Lord Quizmaster. And always call him... Old butt breath, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. I'll give you a Jerry Jones pen.
Who is the one? You said that you're the first, second, third, and fourth most important member of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Who is the fifth most important member of the Dallas Cowboys?
Mrs. Jerry Jones.
Who is it?
Mrs. Jerry Jones.
Does she have a name?
God bless her. Yes, she does. Her first name is Mrs. Her second name is Jerry.
Yeah.
And her last name is Jones, just like mine. How about that? How about them Cowboys?
Here are the categories, fellas. And they are, who was older or who is older?
Who is older? Good category.
What TV is that? What city is that TV show based in?
Oh, that's nice. Like your style.
Current events.
Love that jersey.
More famous high school dropouts.
Nice JJ on the shoulder. Look good on that.
And
you want a Jerry Jones patch?
Easy math quiz.
You sure you don't want one of my patches? I got a whole suitcase full of them.
How come you just don't take the Cowboy star off the side of the helmet and just put your picture there?
I tried to have it done. Copyright infringement. They wouldn't let me do it. I'm thinking about it.
Aren't you also selling out your face to those portals?
Absolutely, yeah.
Isn't that you with the crossbones?
It's going to be me. It's great exposure. That's what my publicist told me. Great exposure. We'll get a big press conference happening for that one. I'm going to be Mr. Yuck. Jerry Jones is green.
Here are the categories, and they are, who is older, what city is that TV show based in, current events, famous high school dropouts, and a really easy math quiz. Sean from Wichita, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, my friend.
Okay, LQ, I'd like easy math quiz for $1, please.
Easy math quiz, 5 times 7.
What is 35?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Sean. Good math skill. You're on the board. Select again, please.
Okay, I'll take easy math quiz for 2, please.
25 times 5.
25 times 5. What is 125?
Please don't repeat. Yep, that's correct.
Boy, put some zeros on that. You'll have my net worth. All right. Just a little
joke.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you. Thank you, Rick McClure. I met him earlier, too. Nice fella. Really, really nice fella. Give him Jerry Jones a better pair of pants.
Go again, please, Sean.
I'll try. Who is older for $1, please?
No, you got to finish out the easy math
sorry.
Quiz.
Let's try easy math quiz for 3.
20 times 20.
What is 400?
400, yes.
Attaboy, $3. You're on the category. You can move on. Way to go. I wish I could give them all prizes.
Go again.
Why don't you let me give him a pair of Jerry Jones nail clippers?
Go again.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Have you got an autographed Steeler football that I could have?
Absolutely. I'll give you anything you want, son, but you better move on now because we're out of game to play.
Okay, let me try. Who is older for $1, please?
Okay, who is older, Laurel or Hardy?
What is Laurel? Who is Laurel?
Yes, that's right. Stan Laurel. Older.
$1. He's got a perfect game. He's throwing a no-hitter right now. How about them Cowboys?
Go again, please.
Who was older for 2, please?
Abbott or Costello?
Who was Costello?
Hey, Tom, it's your chance to steal. You're the champion.
Who was Abbott?
Who was Abbott? Yes, Bud Abbott, yes.
$2 for you. Boy, they were talented guys. I would have bought them.
You
would
have bought
them? Yeah, I would have bought them, yeah.
Keep it there for 3?
Now, hold on. Let me just stop the game here for a second.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that you would have bought them if you could.
I would have paid Abbott and Costello to perform at halftime of a Cowboy.
Well, that's not what you said. You said you would have bought them like some kind of slave trade.
Well, no. I would have paid them top dollar to come down to a Cowboys game and perform for me and my friends in our owner's box.
You realize you don't own Troy Aikman. You don't own Deion Sanders.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'll show you the contracts. I own them. They're mine. They belong to me. They can play football for me. They go out and work on one of my oil wells. Absolutely. Absolutamente. To speak Spanish to.
All right, Tommy. Okay, for 3. Here we go. Who is older for 3? Lewis or Martin?
Who is Martin?
Martin, yes. Of course, Dean Martin, yes.
$3 for you, Tom. Time for you to move to another category, son.
Let's do high school dropouts.
I think it'd be very interesting to tell Troy Aikman that you own him, or to tell Emmitt Smith that you own him.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy behind closed doors. They were a little bitter, but I told them all that. behind closed doors that they are the property of the Dallas Cowboys, which means they are the property of Jerry Jones. And they took it well. God bless them all.
Famous high school dropouts, for one. She won an Oscar for her great role in the movie Moonstruck. She's a high school dropout.
Who is Cher?
Cher, yes.
$1 for you, Tommy. You better get moving, son.
Keep it there for two.
He is a famous network TV anchor man.
Who is...
Sean, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Ted Koppel?
No, I'm sorry.
Nope, it's Peter Jennings.
All right.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name.
You're back in control, Tom.
Three. So we're there for three?
You better mention the category, Tom.
Oh, high school dropouts for three.
Attaboy.
He co-starred in the movie Goodfellas. Famous actor. Great
who
actor.
Is Joel Pesci?
Joel Pesci. All right, Sean, your chance to steal.
Who is Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro, yes, Bobby D, yes.
$3. A little more famous than the famous Joel Pesci. All right.
Yeah.
You're in control, Sean. There's that Rick McClure. He loves those pants.
Go again,
current
Sean.
Event for a dollar, please.
All right, current events. Oh, here you go, current events. The representative from this state won last week's Miss America pageant.
What is Oklahoma?
Yes, or who is Miss Oklahoma? We'll take it, yeah.
$1 right. For you. Way to go, Sean. Sean, you better select again.
Can I have current events for two, please?
Yes, you can. This possible presidential candidate is on a whirlwind book tour.
Who is Colin Powell?
I'll give you that, but as an edict on this show, please, I can't respect any man named Colin.
Way to go, Doc.
I think we should refer to him as Colin Powell.
That's great. I like the way you swing that big stick. You swing that big stick. That's it. That's the way I do. Push it right through. Ram it right through. Attaboy. Go, go, go.
Current events for three, please.
For three. Name of JFK Jr.'s new magazine. He's the editor of a magazine.
What is New Yorker?
Tom. Not quite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Hey, Tom, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Magazine named George.
I met with John F. Kennedy Jr. I tried to talk him some sense, and I wanted him to name that magazine Jerry.
Jerry.
No, not Jerry.
No.
Jerry Jones. That was going to be the name of the magazine. I offered him a lot of money. He said no. I said, you're bitter. You're a bitter man. Please call your magazine Jerry Jones.
We have one category left. What city is that TV show based in? Who's in charge here? Jerry
Sean,
Jones?
Sean is a thank you for calling me by my full name. You can call me Jerry.
Okay, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. All right. Jerry, my friend. Sean.
What city is that TV show based
okay.
in? For $1.
For one. Okay. Tell the name of a TV show. Tell me what city it's based in. Frasier.
What is Seattle?
Yes, these are too easy.
$1 for you, Sean. Move on, please.
$2 in the same category, please.
Carolina in the city.
I couldn't hear you. Excuse me.
Hey, Tom, it's your chance to steal.
What is New York?
Yes.
$2 for you, Tom. Move on to the last one, please.
Keep it there.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. That is in Denver.
Don't repeat.
Sean, it's your chance to steal.
What is Detroit?
Detroit, yes. Detroit.
$3. That's the end of this cotton picking game.
Yes, it is. Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. Would have been a great magazine title, don't you think?
And as we go to final low budget Jeopardy, the scores, please.
All righty. We've got Sean over here. He's not bitter because he's winning. He has $17. And Tom, he's got $8. How about them Cowboys?
All right, guys, anything can happen in the final round of low budget Jeopardy.
Yeah.
This is where we physically force you both to bet it all. So good luck. Category movie trivia, and here's the answer. Fellas, Tom and Sean, simply in the form of a question, name your four favorite Keanu Reeves movies. He's been in a bunch of movies now.
Oh, yeah, he's a talented young man.
Simply name your four favorite Keanu Reeves movies.
Here, help me out.
Excuse me?
Somebody said help me out.
I think
we have a... Don, can that music?
Yeah, okay, all right.
I think we have a cheater in our midst.
Hey, now, who said that?
Which one of you said help me out?
It was Tom. Not me.
I think it was Sean. Sean,
I used to be an Army recruiter. Would I lie to you? Are you questioning my integrity?
All right, Tom, were you yelling for help and assistance?
No, I know. I'm a big fan, so I would.
All right, hold on a second. There's one way to find out. I realize this will terribly slow down the show, but I will simply stop the tape.
That's what I would do.
And go back and listen.
The integrity of the game is the most important thing. Now, when you're on the sales playing field, that's a difference. That's a different story altogether.
Here we go. Who said that? Oh, hold on. Back it up a little more.
Okay, who said it? Package of Jerry Jones toothpicks, the first person that can figure it out.
Simply name your four favorite Keanu Reeves movies.
Help me out.
Who was that?
All right, now, Tom, you say, Tom, you say, help me out.
Help me out.
That's you. I can tell it's
let's
you.
Let's hear it again.
Excuse me? Somebody said help me out.
Who?
It's Tom, I can tell.
That's why we tape everything.
It's Tom and Sean. Simply in the form of a question, name your four favorite Keanu Reeves movies. He's been in a bunch of movies now.
Oh, yeah, he's a talented young man.
Simply name your four favorite Keanu Reeves movies.
Help me out.
That was Sean. Sean.
It was not me, Doug.
It was Tom.
I swear it was not me.
By golly, I'll stake my reputation. It was Tom.
Tom. I swear.
Tom, say help me out.
Help me out.
Yeah, that's Tom.
All right, now how do I figure out who's cheating here?
Because it's Tom.
See, well, he's not really even cheating yet. It's just the fact that you've asked for help.
Yeah. Tom, you've asked for help, and that is not the way.
I did not say help.
That is not what. Well, one of you did, and you're both denying it. Now, the best thing to do is to come clean.
Listen, let's just
have come up with 10 of them then, or something.
Let's just have whoever it is that said it just tell me, and we'll move on with the game. Come on, guys, be honest. One of you said it. Who said it?
Be a man. It's time to make a fist and be a man. You know, in the Cowboys' locker room, we always appreciate it if you're a man. Now, one of you tell us the truth. Come on, Tom or Sean,
whichever you was it.
Wow. Sean, it wasn't me.
I just may not continue the game then.
That's right. They're both going to be disqualified.
You will both be disqualified if somebody doesn't come forward and tell me.
Come on. It wasn't me, and it didn't sound like Tom on the replay either to me.
It was one of you guys. Said, come on, give me some help.
See, would you say we're going to be disqualified?
Both of you are going to be disqualified. And hold on, I got to give you... Where's my timpani?
Should someone just fess up and...
Yeah, if someone fesses up, I need that timpani. It's 12 seconds long. Here
but don't fess up if you didn't do it.
No, I don't want to be disqualified because someone won't fess up.
I will disqualify both of you if we don't.
All right, I did it.
Who did it? Who said they did it?
Tom, I just want to play.
Tom said he did it. I would like to present to you that I think the guilty party has admitted guilt.
Yeah, yes.
I do not think that Sean did it.
Tom, did you really do it?
Come on, Tom.
Tom?
Come on, Tommy. It'll be easy for all of us. We won't have to take you out in the back of the pickup truck.
I want the guy who really did it, or you're both disqualified. And I'll play Final Low Budget Jeopardy with two strangers off the telephone.
Now, Tom? Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, now what's going through your mind now, son?
This is not a big deal.
Help me out.
Not a big deal. Just one of you is asking somebody else for help.
Now, Tom, Tom, you can explain your behavior, and the court might show some leniency on you.
I'm a hanging judge, though.
I know you're very difficult. You're worse than that little mamby-pamby Ito.
I said I did it.
Tom,
you really do it?
Yeah.
Tom, you really did it?
Yeah.
Why, Tom, for God's sakes, why? Why did you taint the integrity of the game?
If only you cared as much as the integrity of the NFL as you do about the integrity of this game.
You know what I care about? I care about
Sean's
the integrity of Jerry Jones and the Cowboys.
What was that, Tom?
Sean's not fessing up.
What do you have to say to that, Sean?
The guilty party's admitted it. What do I have to fess up to?
Hold on a second. Our phones are now ringing.
All right.
You know our audience. They'll tell us what to do.
Oh, we got quite a controversy. Hey, how about that low-budget Jeopardy?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. If you would just listen to the tape one more time, you'll see one of them, the guy who said it, said Karen. Help me out.
It's true.
Find out who's married to Karen.
All right, thank you. See, I told you, our audience will always tell us what to do.
God love it. You got a good touch up here, Donnie. I think this is great. I think you're doing a good job.
Which one of you guys is married to Karen?
I'm married to a Cindy. I got a Danielle.
You're both lying.
Who is Karen?
What he is married to Karen.
Come on now, tell us who Karen is. The Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
How about that Inquisition?
No, I swear, I'm married to a Cindy.
Is there a Karen there, though?
Are one of you guys working?
No, I don't know a Karen.
Who said that?
Who was that?
Tom. Sean, do you know a Karen?
Not at all.
All right, listen. But for the last time, this is it, really. We can just end the game, and we'll have two new players the next time we play. In 12 seconds, I want to know, and for the last time, who said, give me some help?
Karen, there you go.
Who said it?
I did it.
Who are you?
Tom.
You're disqualified, Tom.
I'm just saying.
No, you did.
I want to play.
You know you did. You did. You did it, Tom. We all recognize your voice from the tape. That's not the way you lie. The way you lie is you keep quiet. You shut up. Clam up.
I don't want to be disqualified just for...
See, I think the other guy
the guy that, you know...
You did it, Tom. Come on now. You know you did it.
I think it's the other guy.
Now, listen to the tape.
All right, I'll listen to the tape.
I do not want to go out of camera.
Now, we've started recording again. I'm going to have to rewind. That's fine.
I'd like to know, you know, this fella right over here that I gave the Jerry Jones golf shirt to, Bam Bam.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what he thinks.